Welcome back to the DVM Academy podcast, where we break down the big ideas about money, digital assets, and their effect on society at large. I'm Sarah.
And I'm John. Today, we're tackling a concept with a fantastic name and some pretty sobering implications, the Great Gatsby Curve.
The Great Gatsby Curve. It immediately makes me think of lavish parties, the American dream, and the story of a man trying to climb the social ladder. Is that what it's about?
That's exactly what it's about, and why it has that name. It was coined by the late economist Alan Krueger, and it directly challenges that classic pull yourself up by your bootstraps narrative. The curve is a simple chart, but it shows a powerful relationship between two key things in a country. Listeners can see the chart opposite.
Okay, break it down for us. What are those two things?
On one axis, you have income inequality. Think of this as the gap between the richest and poorest people in a society. We often measure this with something called the Gini coefficient. A Gini of zero is perfect equality. Everyone has the same income. A Gini of one is perfect inequality, where one person has all the money.
Okay, so the further you go along this axis, the more unequal the country is. The rich are really rich and the poor are really poor. Got it. What's on the other axis?
The other axis measures the opposite of social mobility. Technically, it's called intergenerational earnings elasticity, or BEM, IGE.
Whoa, that's a mouthful. Can you translate that from economist speak?
Absolutely. Think of the BEM IGE as a measure of stickiness. It asks, how much does a father's income predict his son's future income? A high BEM IGE means there's a lot of stickiness. If your parents were rich, you're very likely to be rich. If your parents were poor, you're very likely to be poor. The rungs on the economic ladder are sticky.
So a high BEM IGE number is actually a bad thing for social mobility. It means it's harder to move up or down the ladder.
Precisely. A low BEM IGE means there's lots of mobility. Where you end up has much less to do with where you started.
Okay, got it. So we have a chart. On the bottom is inequality, the gap between rich and poor. On the side is the stickiness factor, how likely you are to inherit your parents' economic status. What did Gatsby, or rather, what did the economists find when they plotted the data for different countries?
They found a clear upward sloping line, and this is the core of the Gatsby curve. Countries with higher income inequality almost always have lower social mobility. So the more unequal a society is, the stickier the rungs on the ladder become. The American dream, the idea that anyone can make it regardless of their background, is actually weaker in places with a bigger gap between the rich and poor.
I see. So you look at the curve, you see countries like Denmark, Finland, and Norway clustered at one end. They have low inequality and high mobility, i.e. low stickiness. Then, on the other end, you have countries like the United States, the UK, and some countries in South America. They have high inequality and, you guessed it, low mobility or high stickiness.
So, the American dream is statistically more achievable in Denmark?
That's what the data strongly suggests. Your chances of moving from a low-income family to a high-income one are significantly better in a more equal society.
Why, though? What's the connection? Why does a big gap between the rich and poor make it so much harder for people to climb the ladder?
Indeed, and that's the billion-dollar question. Researchers have a few key ideas. The first one is opportunity hoarding. When the stakes are really high, meaning the gap between succeeding and failing is enormous, wealthier parents will invest huge amounts of resources to ensure their kids don't fall off the ladder. Things like private tutors, expensive extracurriculars, living in the best school districts, and paying for university to avoid student debt.
Right. And at the same time, children in poorer families are facing the opposite. Underfunded schools, less access to health care and good nutrition, and neighborhoods with fewer resources. The starting line for these two groups of kids isn't just a few feet apart. It's miles apart. This inequality creates a massive gap in childhood development and education before anyone even gets their first job.
Right. And it's also about social capital. In a highly unequal society, the networks of the wealthy become much more powerful. Access to the best internships and jobs often comes down to who you know, not just what you know.
It all paints a pretty clear picture. The Gatsby curve isn't just an economic theory. It's a visual representation of how a society's structure can either help or hinder the potential of its citizens.
It really is. It tells us that if you want to be a society where a person's success is based on their own talent and hard work, you can't ignore the overall level of economic inequality. The two are fundamentally linked. Gatsby himself, for all his new money, could never truly break into the old money elite. The curve shows us that this fictional struggle is a statistical reality in many parts of the world today.
A powerful and slightly worrying thought. So, what do we see as a way to disrupt this trend? Is there anything ordinary people can do?
Yes, there is. And of course, it centers around guidance, motivation, and most importantly, applied education. As members of DBM Academy know, in the communications age, soon to be the AI age, there are no shortage of ways for ordinary folks to empower themselves and their families to globally connected monetary energy. It's a new phenomenon, but as we heard in the Sovereign Individual podcast, it is very doable by those with the determination, resilience, and drive to change their family's life trajectory.
Absolutely. The scene is set for those with the required ambition to connect to monetary energy and disrupt the status quo, no matter their family or peer group wealth status. With a blueprint as powerful as the DBM model, everyone has a chance to break through, if they want it. A great way to get this process started is the new DBM Academy Wealth Builder Series. Over to you, dear listener, to go make it happen. Book your slot in the show notes, and we'll see you there. Good luck.